Oktoberfest. Ah, yes, we are celebrating. Good morning. It is 8:13, just about 8:14. Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Aerdeth, Tyler Gunn, Nick Isher. Thanks for being with us here on this Friday morning. And yeah, Oktoberfest going on. I know it's September, but the real Oktoberfest that happens in Munich is underway. We're going to talk a little bit about the history of that. And a lot of products out there, a lot of companies, whether it's a small microbrewery or the big boys, will put out their own versions of Oktoberfest beer, which you won't find all of them if you actually go to the celebration in Munich. One, they have to be brewed in Munich, but you can find some that are there here as well. Joining us to talk more about it this morning is the general manager of G&M Distributors, Brent Burnett. Brent, good morning. How are you today?
Morning.
Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. Let's talk first off, Oktoberfest, and you know, most people that do, whether it's a bar or a liquor store or whatever, that do celebrations here, well, they do it in October, but that's not the way it actually works at the original in Germany. It's something that's actually already underway as we speak, right?
Yeah, it starts mid to late September, and then it goes till typically just the first or very early part of October. Mm-hmm. It started as a wedding celebration for Prince Ludwig and Princess Teresa in October of 1810, but over the years they've pushed it back, and most of it's in September, and it's strictly done because the weather is much nicer in the latter part of September in Germany than it is as they get into October. So that the whole reason is totally for the weather.
Yeah, well, which makes sense. I mean, if you're going to have a big outdoor celebration, I guess you might. Yeah, want
have 6 to 7 million people tracking through there, so it's the world's largest fair.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. And we were talking about the beers there and going there. If you ever get a chance to go, and I actually saw it. I should have pulled this up. I saw something the other day talking about the cost to go, and the average was about $5,000, something like that, which I think included flight, and I'm sure it's really expensive to stay there during Oktoberfest.
Oh, yeah.
But the other thing, if you ever think about going, you need to keep in mind, and I suppose a lot of people who go from here that would be a destination probably are beer drinkers and no beer, and realize when you go there, what you're drinking at Oktoberfest is a little bit stronger than when you have your Bud Light or your Mick Ultra.
Yeah, our beers here typically run 4 to 5% alcohol, Budweiser, regular Budweiser being about 5. Most of your Oktoberfest will run anywhere from the high 5s to 6 to 7%, so people need to be a little bit more cautious. It's kind of interesting in Oktoberfest when it goes on over there. A lot of the young people that come, because you can start drinking, and the legal drinking age in Germany is 16. So a lot of the younger people that come, they will drink like they drink normal beers, and yet this has got, up to 2 or 3% more alcohol. So you have a lot of people that are drinking the same amounts, and then they pass out. So
yeah,
they actually have tents over there to take care of people who have imbibe too much.
Yeah, which is, I'm sure that probably happens a lot, especially people coming from other countries.
Yeah, but it's kind of interesting. Of the 6.5 million people that come through, I think it's about 10% of them are from outside of Germany. So it's still a very German situation. And one interesting thing I was going to tell you is, if you spend all that money to go over there, the actual entry fee, it's still free to get in. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, you have to pay for your beer and stuff,
right?
But.
And a big stein of beer, that's for sure.
Yes.
that's really cool. So Oktoberfest getting underway in Munich. Hey, maybe you can get your tickets now. Maybe get over there and still enjoy some of it. I suppose it's a time of year where there's not much work going on in Munich. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, not much.
Be a good time to be an employee there that, what are we doing today? Hey, we're going to drink at Oktoberfest. All right, so G&M Distributors, obviously, local Anheuser-Busch distributor, among other products, but there are a lot of other products that you guys, and we had Adam Vitale in not too long ago, and talking about some of the different products and how you've expanded over the years, and whether they're micro brews or regional brews, whatever the case. So there's a lot of them out there that a lot of whether they're small or big brewers that come out with an Oktoberfest beer. And one of the constants is a Marzen. Is that what it's the Oktoberfest, I guess, recipe sort of? Or?
Yeah, Marzen beer is usually a darker, it's darker in color. It's got a real malty nose. It's a lager. So, if you're looking for that high hoppy IPA, this isn't what you're looking for here. This is going to be a big malty taste and malty nose and so forth. So You know, I like them. The history behind them, Marzahn actually means March in German. So
okay.
In the 1800s, before you had artificial refrigeration, you couldn't brew beer in the summertime because the heat causes all kinds of problems with the brewing process and so forth. So the last beers they would brew would be in March, and then the breweries were all built where they had these caves and lagering caves and stuff, and they'd put ice in there. And so the beer would sit and age throughout the summer in these caves, and then in October when they start brewing again, then they bring out these beers they had brewed in March, which were Marzahns that had aged all summer, and that's how they would, you know, start off the festivals with those. So.
Are their beers typically served a little bit warmer? Like I've heard that like 50 some below,
yeah,
50 degrees,
well,
something,
I mean,
52 degrees.
Like it's like with wine or beer or mm-hmm. anything. It may, because people in the U.S. have been trained to drink it ice cold,
right?
But when you drink it ice cold, you lose most of the flavor. So as it warms, you get more of the flavors that are in any of the beers or wine or anything like mm-hmm. that. Right?
Okay. Brent Burnett joining us, general manager of G&M Distributors. So we did a little taste test of some products that Brent brought for us. And one of them I want to mention right off the bat said that, you know, not all of these would be available if you actually went to Oktoberfest in Germany. But one of them that you guys do put out there that available locally is the Spaten, and that's actually brewed in Munich, correct?
Spaten's brewed
or
there.
Spaten, yeah,
there's only six beers that are actually served at the Oktoberfest that are all brewed in Munich, and Spaten is one that we carry. It's available in the stores in the area. It's the beer that they use, the first beer that they tap a keg of, and it was the original Oktoberfest beer, the first one that they had. So. Yeah, it's a really good product.
What's interesting about that one in particular, because we talked about this, that the rest of the Oktoberfest that we had are a lager is more of an amber color, gold, and these have that, but it's more of a reddish amber, a little darkish, but a red color, not like you mentioned off the air, a more of a copper color. But this one, the Spaten, it seemed to us it was almost dark enough. There was almost a brown color,
very
dark red, almost a brownish color. And I don't know, for me, it tasted like a German beer to me. I've told you off the air, I've got these weird taste buds, but it's still a little bit hoppy to me, but that's one of the things I get. For some reason, anything bitter at all, I get that. No, it was good. How about, what do you think, Nick?
It was personally my favorite, I think. Mm-hmm. Tyler, did you like that one the most?
He's looking at his
notes, I took terrible notes. No, I think the Goose Island was my favorite.
Okay, so that was me of the Oktoberfest. So yeah, the Spaten, but yeah, if you like, I guess the a more traditional German flavor, which that is, that yeah, definitely on our behalf. And Brent, you said you really like that one.
I like that one. I like them all. That's kind of the style of beer I like is Vienna lagers, which is kind of a lighter version of Oktoberfest Marzahn style beers. And then you know, so those are the kind of beers I kind of like. So they're. To me, it's like there's no bad Oktoberfest beers. Just, mm-hmm. Some are better than others, and so
one really interesting one you got, and there's an interesting story with this Bell's. They're a Oktoberfest beer, and this is do you call this a microbrewery or a regional out of Michigan? And on the bottle itself, it says, what was the community in Michigan?
It actually says they're from Kalamazoo or Comstock,
right.
Their main production facility is in Galesburg, Michigan.
Galesburg, Michigan. That is really cool. So the Bell's, for me, nice dark red amber color. Mm-hmm. I thought the taste was even stronger than the color because it wasn't super dark, but to me, the taste was a little bit stronger, as if it was a darker beer. The maltiness, as you said, and for me again, a little hoppy at the end. But that's again, I think that's my taste buds.
Yeah, I think most of the Oktoberfest beers that we carry, they run about hops go in IBUs for any of the craft beer people out there. They know they talk IBUs up into the 80s and mm-hmm. 90s, and the lower end these run about 18 IBUs, so they're not going to be a lot of hop to
right,
those at all.
Right. So not like you said, like with the IPAs or whatever, I get straight bitter and nothing else. Let's see, the Schlafly, which is out of St. Louis. Are they still considered a microbrew? Because they're decent size, and they've been around for a while, but that's what they're considered?
Yeah, absolutely. They have two facilities in St. Louis. They're great mm-hmm. people. They have one that's downtown, the original one. It opened in, I think, around 91.
So is that where the restaurant's at also?
Yeah.
That they have?
Well, they have restaurants in both.
Oh, both of them, okay.
But their original facility is downtown, close, not too far from Busch Stadium and the hockey arena. And then the other facility is outside of St. Louis in one of the suburbs, and it's actually in an old Shop and Save grocery store, and that's where they do most of their bottling and stuff, but they do have a eating facility there too.
Yeah, again, the red amber color, mm-hmm. To me, I had the multi flavor than the hops, less of a hoppy bite at the end of that one for me.
Yeah, that was about the same what I tasted.
Yeah, same here.
Your notes, is that what you said? Just same here?
I put Bell's hoppy at the end.
Oh, okay. You haven't watched Schlafly, though.
Oh,
you didn't realize we jumped.
Yeah, we jumped. We jumped. Yeah. So really good out of St. Louis. We talked about the spot. Now the Shiner, I found really interesting. Again, the color, the same, the red, darker amber color. To me, if you've ever had Shiner Bock, I thought the flavor was actually really similar, which was surprising. Yeah, I don't know what it was for me. It was very similar, which I like it, but it just had a similar flavor to me.
Yeah, they've been doing an Oktoberfest for quite a few years, and it's a great little place down in Shiner, Texas.
Okay, yeah.
And I've been there many, many times, and used to just be a small little. They've been around since 1909, so over 100 years, and struggled through kind of the 80s and 90s when a lot of breweries, until the craft thing took off, and then they kind of caught on there and so forth. So they're, again, they're great people, and they make really good products.
Yeah, I guess that's who I keep saying, microbreweries. I guess craft is craft, kind of more the current term. Okay, so the other of the Oktoberfest, Goose Island out of Chicago. I thought that one, even looking at it, because we all put it in glasses to kind of be able to see it, and little more amber, looked a little bit less like the Oktoberfest. There's a red tint to it, but yeah, more, I thought, tasted more like a lager, a pretty smooth finish, less aftertaste.
Right, yeah. So they, you know, again, they've got great brewers up there. I don't know if you've been to the facility there.
I've never been up there.
A neat place, and of course, you know, coming up in the holidays, they'll do all their holiday collaborations in their Bourbon County and all that stuff that people seek out and follow trucks to liquor stores to get when we start selling it the day after Thanksgiving. So their Oktoberfest has always done really well, and they do you know, really good to style. So.
Well, and it's interesting. I mean, it's a personal thing. It's going to taste different to everybody. Everybody mm-hmm. gets a different, you know, different nose from different things. And that one of the Oktoberfest that we tried, I really enjoyed that one. I thought that was really good.
The Goose Island one?
Yeah.
That one was good. That was up there. I think that was maybe not my favorite, but it was probably the second favorite of mine.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. So as far as all these products, now these are available, G&M distributes these, and locally at your favorite grocery store or whatever, you're going to be able to find a six-pack of these.
Yeah,
right?
You know, any of the Hy-Vees or the mm-hmm. local liquor stores, Discount, Grand, usually those guys will have at least the majority of them. The thing is we don't bring in like hundreds and hundreds of cases of any of them, because it's a very small window there, so... You know, we bring them in limited quantities, and we get them out in the stores, and they sell out. So if you're wherever you shop is, it's not, one of them's not available you're looking for, just ask for it, and if we still have some, they'll order it for them.
Well, that's the thing, like I said, with a lot of these being craft breweries, that there's only so much of it that they've made, and right. So then G&M only gets so much and distributes so much to each location, that, and you guys cover a big area too. So.
Right, and right now this time of year you have the Oktoberfest, and you have all the pumpkin beers coming out and so forth, and then we transition right into all the holiday beers, so it's you got to keep moving, and you know, so it's in and out kind of products.
Well, one of the others you brought, and I know we've all seen the commercials on TV, the new Budweiser product, the Budweiser Copper Lager, and you teamed up with Jim Beam, and this is actually beer that's aged in Jim Beam barrels?
On bourbon barrel staves, they call them.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it's barrels that have had Jim Beam in them, and so it's going to draw some of that flavor from the barrels, which is kind of a vanilla you probably got if you tried it, kind of a vanilla type flavor.
It was really interesting because one poured out and it's like, this looks just like the Oktoberfest. It had that red, and that's why they call it copper, that they had that look to it. But I told you, you know, a Budweiser is sometimes a little bit harsh for me. Bud Light, yes, Budweiser, sometimes for me personally. This, and I was kind of expecting that a little bit, wow, this was really, really smooth. To me, a smoother finish than Budweiser. I didn't get an aftertaste or anything. Really, and like that really, like I said, that color is just beautiful on it. And it, boy, what an incredible flavor. And just, like I said, smooth, because you think it's like, okay, it's been aged in a whiskey barrel. It's got, you know, some of that seeped in. Well, you're not getting that alcohol punch from it. You're just getting good flavor from it.
Yeah, and that mellows it out too. Is mm-hmm. what you're talking about.
Yes.
So there's just no bitterness to it. It's very smooth. It'll be available. It followed up our Freedom Reserve that we had available through the summer, Budweiser Freedom Reserve. So it follows that up now, and you'll just start seeing it. You're starting to see it now and available in all the stores. But it's in a kind of the old school short squatty bottles, which mm-hmm. is kind of neat, and it'll be available through the holidays.
Tyler, and I have to ask you, because he mentioned Brent just mentioned the Freedom Reserve, and you really enjoy that product.
Oh, yeah.
How about your comparison between that and the Copper Lager?
Copper Lager is really good. I do like. I think the Reserve. I like the Reserve a little bit better.
Yeah.
Just I don't know. Maybe I just Red Lager. Maybe I just like that better, I guess. But mm-hmm. but no. I mean, it's smooth, and I shamefully will admit that they're very easy to down. I mean,
well, the thing is, I told Brent off the air that you every time you found it, you would buy it, and you better do that, because They aren't distributing it anymore. It's whatever's left on the shelves of your favorite store.
It was like Memorial Day weekend that it came out, and I remember seeing the commercials for it. I'm like, ooh, I got to try that. And then every time I see it, I'm like, okay, yeah, this is going to be around for a while, so I got to get as many as I can.
Yeah, absolutely. And Nick, and you liked it too?
Yeah, I thought it was that was fantastic.
Yeah, it was really outstanding. And there's a couple more that we didn't get to try yet, but you've got another Oktoberfest, Blue Moon. Blue Point, I'm sorry. They're out of New York, right?
Yes, out of New York.
Blue Point Oktoberfest. And then the other one is Point out of Wisconsin, is that right?
Yeah, I got
right.
It.
The Oktoberfest.
The Point is the second or third oldest brewery in the country.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, they've been there for forever and ever and ever, and they're a small place up in Stevens Point. If you ever get up there, stop and visit them. They're just very hospitable people, and mm-hmm. and they make great beers, and they have a neat little tasting room there, and they've done Oktoberfest for as long as I can remember. So
Brent Burnett, General Manager, G&M Distributors, joining us here this morning. Make sure you try some of their great products. And again, it's not just Anheuser-Busch products. They got a lot of great ones of those, but you got a lot of other things as well. It's kind of cool. And like I said, we talked with Adam about kind of how the business has expanded and a lot of the craft brews, and even some of the other, once you got out of the Pepsi side of things, some of the other, the different, the Tivana, which I love, among other things. So I know, I'm guessing you've probably seen a lot of changes during your time there as well.
Yeah, I've been there almost 32 years. So yeah, I've seen a lot of changes from when I started to now, but you know, most of them are good. And so. That's a good thing.
Yep, very good. All right, so get out and support your local vendors and G&M as well, and try some Oktoberfest. I would, and again, I mean, I wouldn't say, hey, try one over the other, because it's going to taste different to you than it does to us anyway.
Uh-huh. So right.
Try them all, I say, right?
That's exactly what I say.
All right.
Pick them all.
Thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.